Hi, this is Sharon Wolf for the RioDelTimes.com. My husband Steve and I created our website specifically to provide public information to the residents and access to their city government by broadcasting city council meetings online and on Access Humboldt long before the city decided to jump on board. We've worked for almost 20 years now on local government transparency and exposing instances of fraud, waste, and abuse. Every election is important. Who the voters choose to lead their local government has more serious implications than just who is showing up at ribbon-cutting events. Some government positions are, though, to be honest, more critical to the ongoing fiscal solvency of the government than others. And there's no better example than the current race for Humboldt County Auditor-Controller on the June 7th ballot. The years-long drama of vague insinuations about fraud and corruption, which the current auditor-controller was going to rip bare for all the county to see, has so far only resulted in a document dump of emails by an avid supporter with a conspiratorial wink-wink nudge-nudge to the fraud that certainly must be buried in there somewhere, because after all, it is a lot of emails. After nearly a full term in office, Karen Paz Dominguez has yet to provide evidence of actual fraud, waste, and abuse. Since Steve and I have been forced to become somewhat of experts in this field, let us offer some tips and advice here. First of all, anyone can say anything, and that's always true. Anyone can claim fraud, but proving it is a whole other matter. Since it is true that anyone can say anything, especially the little trolls on social media, voters need to ask for proof. Is it more than some idiotic hashtag campaign about fighting the good old boys, without any actual effort to back up those allegations with documentation? A stack of papers does not equal evidence of fraud, waste, and abuse. It amounts to a stack of papers. You have to write the narrative. You have to clearly spell out the story and use the documentation to verify all of the facts. Finally, I am also a longtime county employee. People seem to forget that the local government is made up of your family members, your neighbors, and your friends. The same people that you talk to down at the local farmers market and celebrate local events with. The efforts by Karen Paz Dominguez to portray county employees as some nefarious monolith of corruption is insulting to the county employees who also happen to be her constituents. County employees also happen to be taxpayers, who are tired of seeing their tax money wasted by an elected official who is clearly not up to the challenge of managing a critical county department. As county employees, we see it firsthand. Efforts to divide the county in order to divert attention from gross incompetence of core competency in the auditor-controller's office are beneath the title of county executive. Leadership requires a level of maturity that is clearly out of grasp here. There used to be an old expression with real leaders, the buck stops here. A leader takes responsibility, period. Management of a department requires a number of skills, like effective two-way communication and personal responsibility, a willingness to lead by example in all things. Delegation of tasks is another critical skill of a good manager. No one person can do it all. A good manager knows their staff with all of their skills and experience of the people that work under them. Micromanaging the staff to the point of inertia is a sign of failed leadership, contributing to the current state of affairs in that department. Steve and I ask each of you to look beyond the social media fluff. A hashtag isn't going to get the single audit completed. A department head who spends so much of their workday attacking others on social media rather than completing their work is one who needs to find another area of employment. We have work to do here in Humboldt County, and we need leaders who are up to the task. As advocates for government transparency and accountability, with a proven track record to back that up, the RioDelTimes strongly and emphatically endorses Cheryl Dillingham for Auditor-Controller. When the math matters, vote for Cheryl, and let's get back to work. Please be sure to cast your vote in the June 7th primary election. This has been Sharon Wolf for the RioDelTimes.com.